Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and thank you for tuning in to our Thursday night programming of Totally Driven Radio. Heh, but why wouldn't you tune into the greatest show heard all around the world? Good morning, happy Saturday to you. How you doing out there? Bay Ragney, Totally Driven Radio. We got a little special for you this morning. It's the weekend, the official movie release weekend of the movie Gotti. And our good friend of the show and a good friend of mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr., is one of the stars of the movie. He's got a scene in the movie with John Travolta, actually. So Tony's been on the promotion trail this past week and a half. He's been part of a bunch of the previews and premieres and red carpet event last night in New York City, some South Philly promoting he's been doing. And he's going to do he did an interview with us here for Totally Driven Radio. I actually taped it yesterday, and I figured I'd play it this morning, so everybody can hear it and hear more about the movie and, what your appetite to go out and see it. Because trust me, you really want to see it. I got to see it last week, and it's a great movie. So much fun. And we talk about it in here. This is truly a mob movie. Yes. And you learn about John Gotti and the New York mob and all that, but it's a lot of stuff you already know, but this is going to like teach you about John Gotti, the father, the family man, the husband. You learn about his wife, Victoria, and John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, plays Victoria. Does an amazing job. It's a family movie. It really is. It's all about the family, and not a better time for it to open on Father's Day weekend. So without further ado, let's get him on here. Let's introduce our good friend, Mr. Tony Luke Jr., and here's my interview with Tony, and hope you enjoy it. And we're going to play some music from Tony, too, at the end, so make sure you stay tuned and check that out. There you go. And there he is. And you're a legend, Tone. How you been, my friend?
How are you today? Good to be on the show.
So have you slept yet? I don't think sleep has been in the past week for you.
No, it's been kind of crazy. Good crazy, but crazy. There's a lot of hype on the movie, and they've been really going crazy. Like, the stars of the movie are really, like, they're all over the place. But me, I'm just a little peon. I'm just doing a little bit here and there, you know.
But you're doing a lot. I mean, you're like, in the mix of the whole thing.
Well, you know, Leo, who wrote the script, is a dear friend of mine, and John Gotti Jr. has been my friend for years and his family.
Okay.
So this movie's been trying to get made for 8 years. So all that time, I've seen it from the beginning, till we got to here, to finally finishing the film.
So when they asked you to be, to have a part in it, what was your initial reaction?
Actually, they didn't. I didn't ask. Like, the one thing I've always prided myself in is, the friends that I have that are in the business and those that are actors and producers, I never ask for anything. I just don't.
Sure.
And it's really funny story. I got a phone call from Michael Rispoli, who is a tremendous actor, and he's done such great work, and we've been friends for a long time. And he called me up. He said, "So what part are you playing in Gotti?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, what role do you play?" I'm like, "I don't play any role." He's like, "What do you mean? Leo is family to you. He wrote it, and John, you know, forever." I'm like, "Michael, how long do you know me? Have I ever called you up asking for a role in any movie you've done? I just don't do that." And he said, "Yeah, but it's different. That's why people want to help you, because you don't." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm all right." And then I hung up with him, and then about an hour later, I got a phone call, and I pick up the phone, and it was from the casting agent. And she said, "Tony Luke Jr.?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "I'd like to schedule to come in to audition for one of the roles in Gotti." I'm like, "How did you get my number? Who called you?" She's like, "Michael Rispoli called me." So Michael made the initial phone call, and then I went up, and I was supposed to play the part of Tommy Bilotti. It didn't work out. Like, I got the part, but, you know, airfare and getting down, and they wanted to do a local hire. And I said, "You know what, I think I'm going to pass, guys." So I went just to support, you know, John and Leo.
Sure.
And while I was there, there was a scene that they needed to put in the film that John thought was very important, because it kind of really explains who John Gotti Sr. was. Like, it really shows those views and ideals that he lived by.
Right.
And I was there, and they were like, "Tony, can you help, you know, can you do the scene?" And I'm like, "I'd be honored to do the scene." And we shot it that same night, literally. And it worked out great. You know, it was my first time working with Travolta. And, you know, I didn't get to know much when we were filming, because I only, you know, we shot that in one day. So Okay. Hello and goodbye. He seemed like a really nice guy. But during the promoting of this film, I got to know him pretty good. And he really is a beautiful human being. I mean, he just is. I mean, his appreciations to his fans, and he's very appreciative. He's not your typical Hollywood, you know, guy with that kind of attitude. He goes out of his way, and he's just really a good man. I felt really blessed that I got to know him a little bit. You know, he's a good man.
As an Italian guy from
and
South
so was
Philly.
Kelly. What's that?
I was gonna say, as an Italian guy from South Philly, I mean, how much of a bucket list part of life is this? I mean, working with John Travolta, working not only in a mob movie, but a movie about John Gotti. I mean, it's just like, just the checks of the bucket list just happen for you with this.
Well, you know what's funny? I've been lucky enough to work with a lot of great actors in all the films. You know, I mean, I became very good friends with Dennis Hopper before he passed away from 10th and Wolf. And, I worked with really good people, but I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you I was kind of, like, blown away by working at Travolta, because, you know, I grew up in that era. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Saturday Night Fever and Welcome Back, Kotter. It was like, for, you know, when we first started doing the scene, it felt very surreal to me. Because he was one of those actors that I, you know, I really looked up to and wanted to emulate, you know. So
right.
To do the scene with him was, a dream come true. But then to actually get to know him a little bit and seeing the real man, not the actor, was even more surreal, you know. And Kelly Preston, his wife, is not just a tremendous actor, and she kills it in this movie. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And so does John. I mean, he transforms into John Gotti, and, you know, she was amazing as well, and the whole crew, and, you know, Leo, you know, Rossi just put his heart and soul into it, and it's very different. I mean, you know, you've seen it. It's more like a docudrama feature. It's more through the eyes of the people that loved him, the family. So
yeah.
I tell people, they're like, the biggest question I get is, you know, who did him better? Did Armand DeSante or Travolta? And I go, well, that's a very difficult question to answer, because, first of all, Travolta, to me, morphed into Gotti. But that's not the point. Omar Desante did a tremendous job, but it's trying to compare apples and oranges. You know, this is more, you know, an inside look that you didn't see in any of the Gotti, any of the other Gotti movies. Plus, you know, there's real footage of John Gotti. Like, the film is mixed with, you know, Travolta as Gotti, and then the real John Gotti, which I love that whole docudrama feature feel to it. It's very different. I tell people, if you watch the other Gotti film on HBO, go and see this, because it's not a remake of that. It is a completely different entity unto itself.
Yeah, and that's what I've been, like, a lot of people who've been asking me about it. I keep telling them, like, you know what? Like, you've seen other movies and you've seen documentaries over the years about John, and you know all that stuff already. But this is like just what you said. It's the family side of it, where you get to know John Gotti as the father of his family and the relationship between Junior and father, and that's the true story here. I mean, the whole mafia part of it is just kind of like icing on the cake to the true family story that's going on in this movie.
Well, what I really love that they did, to be honest, is it's from the family's point of view. So they could have candy coated a lot of stuff, but they didn't.
Sure.
I mean, they let you see, you know, at the premiere yesterday, they talked about, you know, they asked John Jr., well, do you think movies like this glorify the mafia and La Cosa Nostra and organized crime? And it was brilliant what he said. He said, my father spent 10 years in solitary confinement. They butchered him. He had throat, a jaw, and neck cancer. He ate alone for 10 years in solitary. He suffered like an animal, like just ungodly he suffered. He said, tell me how that is glorifying the mob, because is that the ending that you want with your life? Is that how you want to end up, in solitary with disease and in pain and tortured all of that time? He said, I don't think there's anything glorifying about it. And he's right. It's not glorifying the mob. It's saying, hey, look what a great life this is. He's saying, this is the life you choose. This is the ending that you have. Like, this is where it leads. I mean, one of my favorite lines in the beginning of the film, and you've seen it, when he says, you know, I grew up in these streets and I came up from nothing. He said, but in this life, it only ends two ways, either dead or in prison the rest of your life. And he said, I did both. So there's glorifying. There's no glorifying, you know, organized crime in this film at all.
No, really not. And I'll tell you what, like, and you were talking about, you know, Travolta playing Gotti and how amazing he did. I mean, especially those, the jailhouse scenes where, you know, towards the end of his life with him and Junior, to me, I mean, you're looking at that is not John Travolta. You can't, it's just such an amazing job they did with between makeup and John's acting. It's just amazing. He truly became John Gotti.
He did. And he was wearing, the other thing that's great about this, he was literally wearing, in some of the scenes, John Gotti Sr.'s real clothes. He was wearing John Gotti Sr. His jewelry. Like, you know, to be able to play someone and then wear those clothes, it's almost like you feel him around you, and then to get into that character. You know, I got to tell you, look, it's not a Marvel movie. It's not a DC movie. If you're looking for a movie with explosions and gun chases and, you know, all of these special effects, this isn't the movie for you. But if you're looking to get a real inside look of who the man was, and without it being candy coated, and a real story, a true story, a real story, something to sit back and watch instead of just look at special effects, this is a must-see movie. Like, you need to go see this. This was so reminiscent for me about the way movies used to be done, where there were these big, you know, these stories. It was intimate without the explosions and car crashes. It was, you know, it was just you getting involved in the character on the screen. And you know what? I don't think I'm wrong. I think the audience is going to embrace this. I think that it's different from with anything that is out there, and I think that they're going to go to the theater and they're going to watch this movie.
I agree. I really do. Did you get to like be like on set for a lot of the making of the movie? Like that was done locally?
I was down there for over a week, you know, a week and a half. So, you know, I saw a lot of the stuff, you know, from behind the scenes, and it was just, you know, John brought it every day. Leo brought it every day. Every actor, Stacey Keach, you know, and you know, Christopher Mulkey, they brought it every single day. You know, it wasn't just a paycheck for them. I mean, this was someone's life, you know, and they took it very serious. And listen, these are real people. So, you know, you get people from their families, you know, mm-hmm. to go and be like, you know, this is my dad you're playing, or, you know what I mean, this is my uncle you're playing. You know, I hope you'll do it right, and, you know, you'll be truthful about it, you know, because Hollywood sometimes tends to, you know, distort things because they want to make it more entertaining, but this wasn't. This was very true and right to the point.
Being the fact that you are friends with Junior and the family and all, and you've gone through the process of this with them, especially the last week and all, has it been an emotional ride for them, do you think?
I'm sure it has been an emotional ride for John for quite some time. I mean, this is his father, you know, and this is his story, because John is very much a part of this story. And there was a lot that was left out. I mean, John Jr. went through a lot that was not put up on that screen, you know. So, you know, it's got to be a strange feeling to watch your life unfold on screen and just know that there's so much more to be told, yet how do you tell it, you know, in an hour and, you know, 40 minutes? You know, that's, you know, there's so much more to the story. You know, and you want to say, well, there's more to this or there's more to that. But, you know, all you've got is that time. But I think for the time that the movie runs, I think they did a great job. You know what I mean? I really think that they did. And I think it is definitely a movie worth watching, because to get a look into someone's life from the people that were there and loved him, not from the headlines, not from what people read or what was on the newspaper or on television, but from people that actually were there, you know, and I think this movie hits that on every level.
Absolutely. And I know you're busy and you're at work and all. I just real quick, I wanted to get into, I saw they also, I mean, they paid back the favor to you, and they were supporting Brown and White at some of the events they were doing.
Yeah, all of the proceeds from the Long Island screening went towards Brown and White. And John has a poster that he's going to auction off in an autumn. You know, John is he's a good man. And, you know, he knows how devastating this disease and addiction is. And, you know, he's putting, you know, all of his resources that he can towards helping raise money for, you know, awareness and to end the stigma, you know. And, you know, he's just, if you knew him, you would understand, you know, he's a good guy. He really is a good man, you know. And, then, you know, there's, you know, people speak, like I read things and I'm like, I know the man for years. He's never done that. He's never said that. He's never done that. But, you know, people assume, you know, they don't know someone. They only know what they think. They know or they read about it. And then that's, you know, that's their opinion. I mean, that's the, you know, look, there's a great thing about social media where you get information instantly. The bad thing is, you know, people's opinions who maybe don't even know someone, they become fact because everyone retweets it. Everyone says it. When they're not facts, you know what I mean? You don't, you know, if you knew them, look, if you knew someone for years and you had an opinion, then that's your opinion and that's fine. But if you never met the person and you don't know really anything about them other than what you're reading second and third hand, you know, to make a statement or a judgment, you know, is a little ridiculous. I mean, it just is. I mean, I have opinions on a lot of things, but if I don't know the person, I'm not going to go on Twitter or on Instagram or on Facebook and go, you know, this person's no good. You know, what basis do I have on that? I don't know anything about them. And I'm smart enough to know that, you know, what's that commercial that I loved when there was a great commercial, and somebody said something like, do you know that so-and-so does this? And they were like, no, they don't. And they were like, sure, I read it on the internet. And they're like, oh, if it's on the internet, then it must be true, you know. So
it must be.
You know, that's the point. People should hold off on their judgment. Go see the film. Again, I can't say this enough. This was not candy-coated. They did not make John out to be, you know, a saint. They
right.
said, hey, this was my dad. I loved him. This was my father, my uncle. That's who he was, and this is the life that he led, and this is the way it really was. There's no candy coat. You know, but I think you will come out with a little bit of a different perspective. Not good or bad. It's just that when you watch the other Gotti movies, it's a story. He does this, he's his rise, and then he Paul Castellano gets killed, he becomes, you know, takes over the family. It's the same thing. No, these are sections of his life. These
yeah.
are things that most people didn't see. Interactions between him and his kids that give you a real inside look at the man. So it's absolutely worth seeing.
Absolutely. And you know what? I can't thank you enough for inviting us to go. I was so excited when you called and invited us. And then when we saw, I was like, oh, my God, this was such a great, great event to be at. And I can't thank you enough.
Well, I know that you appreciate film. And I know that, you know, it's a true story. And I knew that, you know, again, it doesn't matter what your view is on that, you know, on organized crime or the mafia. It's a good movie. It's a movie that shows you insight to a person. It doesn't have to change your view, but at least
yeah.
now, whatever your view is, you can look at it from the inside. And if you leave and your view is the same, then it's the same, but with more knowledge you had before you went in.
Absolutely. Cool. So this is the big weekend. It's out now today, officially. People just need to go to the theater. Go in a recliner seat. Enjoy it. And you won't be sorry.
Well, I hope to see you soon, Bay. God bless
Absolutely,
you, my brother.
Tony. Thank you. Love you, my friend. And let's catch
Take
up soon.
Take care. Love you, too. Yes, absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, there he goes. The one and only Mr. Tony Luke Jr. Check it out. He's in the movie Gotti. It's out today, starring John Travolta and John's wife, Kelly Preston, who plays John's wife in the movie. Seriously, check it out. And something else I'm going to do too. And Tony was actually busy at work, and he just wanted to call in and talk about this real quick. But he actually just recently released a song. You know, he is the man behind hashtag Brown and White, and to end the stigma of addiction. And he's fighting against this, and he's got a whole organization going here in the Philadelphia area, and a whole team. And one of Tony's other things, not only beside acting, and people just might think, oh, just, you know, Tony Luke Jr., cheesesteaks. No, the guy is an entertainment mogul. He is. He really is. He's actor, musician, singer, and he just recently released a new song. He did a cover of a Bob Dylan song called Make You Feel My Love, and I wanted to play that for everybody, to share it with everybody, because Tony really does have a beautiful voice, and I wish we had more time to talk to him about it, but he should be doing like country songs, and you'll understand why after you hear his voice on this song. But anyway, here it is, the new song from Tony Luke. It's called Make You Feel My Love.
For a million years to make you feel mind up yet, but I could never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. There's no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. There's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
Available now on iTunes, so go get it. All the proceeds go to Brown and White to help fight addiction and stigma. Hashtag Brown and White. Also, too, the movie, like we said, it's out today. Go to your local theaters. For more information, you go to the official website, Gotti-movie.com. Go check it out and find out. He showed the world who's truly boss. So thanks for everybody tuning in. My name again is Bay Ragney, and Tozer Radio. There you go. Get driven. Stay driven. Look for us on social media. Tozer Driven Entertainment, Tozer Radio. Look for myself, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can like us, love us, follow us everywhere, and listen to us everywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, and there's probably more. Just do it. All right, everybody. Thanks. Enjoy the movie. Get out there this weekend. And then thank me afterwards. And thank Tony. And if you run into John Travolta, thank him as well. See you, everybody.